Ersatz Radio. Hello and welcome to the Papa Biggs Show here on ersatzradio.co.uk, coming at you every single day of the week, Monday all the way through to the Sunday at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Come on, my boy, come and join me.
I've begun, I'm the co-host of Very First Sun. I'm Summer's Sun Sun and I live in the sun. Spitting hot fire like from out of a gun. You better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Biggs crew, we do radio for fun. My rappers cause are poor but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we give it equal to none. The introduction's done. Cause my name is Sun One.
Hello, it's me, Sun One. Hello.
Hello, Sun One, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, how are you?
I'm very, very, very well.
Very excited to get into this week's episode of the Papa Biggs Show.
Yeah, what have we got coming up on today's show?
Well, we're going to be playing some music. We're going to be playing five tracks from Papa Biggs' vast library of music.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be looking at what we've been reading and what we've been watching, but it's a special one this week.
It is, because...
Over the last 7 days, almost said.
What
else?
We're going to be looking at some trailers. That's trailers, as in short clips for adverts for films.
Or television shows.
Or video games.
Or something else.
Or an audio drama.
Yeah, or an audio book.
Or a regular old book. Yeah. Who would watch or make a book for a trailer?
No, that's idea. Just silly. That would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, whoever does that would really have let themselves go.
So he did. That was the King and Mr. Elvis Presley himself with Let Yourself Go. Do this.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Biggs Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio.
So you may have just heard a song, you may not have, because now we do podcast versions, which you may be listening on right now. If not, you can listen to back episodes of Without the Music, just us rambling about films and stuff. You can get it on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Player FM. I could go on for days because we're on everything.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Single thing.
We are omnipresent. Let's do a bit of trailers.
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 Boy, it's trailers, the part of the show where we look at five trailers for films and TV and audio dramas that have come out in the past 7 days. And we tell you whether we think they're good, whether we think they're bad, whether we think they're, you know, somewhere in the middle, using our thumbs, of course.
That's right. The first trailer we have for your delectation is Sylvester Stallone is back.
Ooh.
Oh, is he Rocky? No. What's the other one he does? That's right, he's Johnny Rambo again. It's not First Blood, it's not Rambo, it's
Rambo.
Last Blood.
It's Rambo, Last Blood.
Rambo, colon, Last Blood. So clearly there's an underline and a full stop there, isn't there? Mm. If he's saying First Blood was the first one, he's saying this is definitely the last one.
Or well, it's not going to be though, is it? Because
no,
it's Hollywood.
Last Blood 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. This sees Sylvester Stallone reprise his role as Johnny Rambo, the 1980s mullet-haired beefcake right-wing foreigner killer that was very popular in the 80s. Actually, the first film is very, very good. Have you ever seen the first film?
Never in my life.
It's actually very good. It's actually good. It's a good little thriller. But then from two onwards, I don't know how many there are actually. I think there's another two, three, four. Yeah, I think two, three, four.
Well, are you including Son of Rambo in that?
No, I know, because that is brilliant. Anyway, let's talk about this one. It is big, it is loud, and it is bombastic. But you know what it could also be? Instead of Rambo Last Blood, this could be a kind of remake or reimagining of Home Alone.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like a mixture of Logan and Home Alone.
Home Alogan. I like that. There's your podcast title.
I was thinking the same thing.
I know you were. That's why you said it. But yeah, so you've got Johnny Rambo. He's obviously retired and he's in hiding sort of thing. And he just wants to be left alone.
I don't want to be left alone.
to live my life. And then of course his past catches up with him. That's Ooh. Right. And he has to go full on badass. Yeah, he opens up a can of whoop-ass. And he gets out the crossbow, not the crossbow, the bow and arrow and the big knife. And he starts to kick butt, despite him probably being in his 80s. So
yeah, very old man.
But, you know, he kept himself fit. And he's obviously eating lots of salads. So that's fine. And he starts punching people in the knees and things. And there's cars and there's lifting of anvils.
And he lives in a barn.
And there's a montage. Yeah.
If you like Rambo, you probably like
you
this.
You will love this. Yeah. It's absolutely steeped in nostalgia, and it probably will do very well, just like the Rocky remakes did very well. And and maybe we'll get, you know, how we had Creed, which was like a new character, and he becomes the mentor.
Yeah, maybe Son of Rambo.
Son of Rambo.
We'll get...
what's he called? Will Poulter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be the new Johnny Rambo.
Yeah.
That would be ace. We've sorted that then. What are you doing with your thumb?
I'm not particularly interested. It looks like a naff action movie.
Yeah, it looks perfectly serviceable. Big, loud and daft.
Big guns, big punchy, Stallone.
Punchy and blowy uppy and things. I'll stick my thumb in the middle, that's all. I'll be good.
Yeah, me too.
Sly's
me too.
A good lad.
Me too. So it's got Sylvester Stallone, Paz Vega, Louis Mandelore, and it comes out on your UK cinema screens on the 20th of September 2019.
It certainly does. Okay, second trailer then, please, someone.
So, this is called The Kitchen, and it stars Melissa McCarthy and Tiffany Haddish. And by those names, you'll probably think, oh, it's going to be one of those stupid comedies about, I don't know, two women who steal a car or something like that.
Sexist shenanigans,
show.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
No, it's not.
No, but it also has Elizabeth Moss in it, who's a brilliant actor.
It's set in the 1970s, and it's a crime.
It's a gangster film.
Crime film.
It's a gangster film. Definitely a gangster film. So instead of the three leads who take over being crime bosses, being blokes, being Harvey Keitel, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci, it's Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, Elizabeth Moss instead. So there's your quirk already. And like you said, it's set in the 70s, but the interesting thing about it, despite it being a grown-up drama, is
it's based on a DC comic, it says
it's in the DC, it's in the world of DC, isn't it? Because the kitchen it refers to is Hell's Kitchen, which of course you know from Daredevil,
which is Marvel.
Okay then, so what am I on about then?
Well, Hell's Kitchen is a real place, you know that, right?
In New York.
Yeah. So it could just be
the fact that it's a nickname.
Yeah.
And is it not the Big Apple? Is that not his nickname?
Hell's Kitchen is a place in New York.
Is it?
Yeah. Come on, get with the times, Dad. Get with your geography.
Okay.
So their husbands are in jail, and they're crime people, and they get protection money.
Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
So they're getting poorer. And they can't pay their taxes, so they're like, these mob guys, believe it or not, they're not very nice. They're not being nice to us, these gangster guys. So we're going to take them down, and we're going to get a load of money from them. And we're going to shoot people, and we're going to be epic gangster people.
Yeah, it looks like Melissa McCarthy takes over as kind of like the kingpin, the boss. Tiffany Haddish is kind of like a right-hand woman, her colonel. And Elizabeth Moss seems like a bit of a loose cannon, doesn't she? She turns into a bit of a psycho by the looks of it.
Yeah, she's
enjoys killing people.
Yeah, she's in a car with Domhnall Gleeson.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
I didn't recognise him. Yes, it is. Yeah, Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah. And they count money, and Horrid Henry gets rich quick. Do you remember that? Horrid Henry gets rich quick.
No, I don't.
He steals money from the Tooth Fairy.
Okay. He doesn't become a crime boss then?
No, he doesn't.
All right. They're not stealing money from the Tooth Fairy, are they?
No, they're stealing money from the
from men. Other gangsters and shooting people in the face. And they had the police after them as well. So how it ends, we just don't know.
Ooh, it's a mystery.
You know, is this a film or is it a series?
Film.
It is a film.
Yes.
Okay. And when's it out?
20th of September, same day as Rambo.
Ah, interesting.
So maybe there'll be a bit of clashing at the box office. But
don't think
not.
So. I think there'll be very different audiences. Very, very different marketers. All right. Well, what are you doing with your thumb then?
Thumb in the middle. Looks okay.
I think it looks very good. It looks very well made. I do like Elizabeth Moss. I think she's very, very good. Liked her very much in Mad Men. And I believe she was brilliant in The Handmaid's Tale. I'm going to stick my thumb up.
Okay.
All
interesting.
Right.
Yeah. It does look very well made.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Give me another trailer.
One more and then some music?
Yeah.
This is for season 2 of Final Space. So me and Son 2 watched season 1. It's an animated sci-fi quote-unquote comedy. I forgot it existed until this trailer came out. I watched it not too long ago. It was about 6 months ago. And I just watched it and forgot it because it had an okay plot, but the comedy is horrendous. It's not funny whatsoever, as you can tell from the trailer.
That is a problem, isn't it? If you're billing it as a comedy and it's just not funny. And with a trailer, obviously, you stick your best bits in, don't you? And
yeah.
How many laughs did you get out of this?
Zero.
Zero for me too. Mm.
It had an interesting sci-fi premise, season one. But the main character, I've forgotten his name.
Gary
was just so annoying and unfunny that he dragged the whole show down. And I don't know about this. It just looks like...
Is it the same characters from the first series?
A few of them are missing. I think maybe his girlfriend died.
Oh.
And his best friend died.
Okay.
But everyone else is there. All the ones who didn't die.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many episodes do you get in a season with this then?
10?
I don't know. Roughly.
The first one was 10,
okay.
I think.
Okay, and is it on Netflix?
In the UK, yeah. But I believe everywhere else it's on Adult Swim.
Okay, whatever that is.
It's Cartoon Network at night.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network at night.
Because
it is a cartoon and it will be on at night. And it's for adults.
Yeah.
Who like to swim.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is like Rick and Morty, but not as good.
Yeah.
Not as funny.
It would like to be Rick and Morty, but it's not. So they've got some kind of pod racing thing sort of premise going on here, haven't they?
Yeah, racing around space.
Yeah.
And
a Death Race 2000 sort of scenario. Yeah, it looks rubbish. Thumb down from me.
I'm not interested. I watched the first season in full, and I don't know if I'll bother watching the second series because I don't want to waste my time watching another show. I'm still going to give it a thumb in the middle because the animation looks all right. I think it's well animated, but it's not funny. Sorry.
No, it's not. All right. Well,
but if you do want to watch this, it comes out on June the 24th. In the US, probably sometime later in the UK, and it stars Olin Rogers, Fred Armisen, and Tom Kenny. Tom Kenny's the Ice King, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. And if you don't trust our recommendations, then go on over to our Papa Big's playlist on YouTube and watch them for yourselves, and you can judge for yourselves. Let's have a bit of music, let's have some White Stripes. That was a White Stripes with, well, it's true that we love one another. We are halfway through trailers here on the Papa Big Show here on OSS Radio. What have we had so far, someone?
We've had Rambo Last Blood, The Kitchen and Final Space Season 2.
And what did we do with our thumbs?
No. We'll recap that at the end we usually
do. All right, then we'll do that then. So what have we got next then? Trailer-wise, let's have trailer number 4, please.
Ooh, this is a bit of an oddity, would you not say? Because it's a revival of a very, very old TV show, is it not?
Well, yes, 90s, I suppose, is old.
But very, very popular as well.
Hugely popular. Star Trek The Next Generation.
This trailer, of course, is for, we'll say it together,
Star Trek Picard.
Yes, of course. It's Patrick Stewart on a farm, in a ranch.
He's back.
But what's he doing on a... He's not in space, he's in the middle of the bloody countryside. tending to some leaves and drinking some water from a pump.
Well, I believe now I wasn't an avid watcher of The Next Generation. It was one of those big shows at the time, but I've never really been a Trekkie, to be honest with you. But who's to say that this is real? Who's to say it's Earth? No. Who's to say it's not a hologram? Because I know they had a holodeck or something like that on the Enterprise in Star Trek Next Generation, where they would go to places like this and they would sit. So he could even be on a spaceship. Who knows?
He's got his own wine.
He's
got
his own wine. So he's obviously a winery.
With his own name
his
on
own
it.
His own orchard. Yes.
And there he is.
And there he is. So it is a teaser. It doesn't last very long. It's only just over a minute, isn't it? And
then you get a nice logo, yeah, where the A in Picard is the Star Trek
well,
logo.
Not Star Trek, what are they called? Starfleet. Starfleet logo. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we have this little teaser of somebody on a farm. So it's futuristic farm, and it turns out to be Jean-Luc Picard, Captain Jean-Luc Picard himself. Now, that is all we know. So, assuming he's retired. Now, I can't imagine it's going to be a series, because it is a series, based on farming.
No. I feel like that would disappoint a lot of people.
I think it would be.
If it was just
He's, he's going to be tasting different wines. Maybe it's a wine tasting show.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Maybe that's what it's about. Just, you know, it's absolutely completely fooled and sideswiped everybody.
Absolutely shocked the world.
That's right. And it's, yes, this week we'll be looking at a nice Pinot Noir. Very fruity.
Hey guys, Picard here.
Robust bouquet.
Welcome back to my wine tasting channel. Today we're going to be trying this new wine. I've made it myself. I hope you enjoy
it. That's right. Probably unlikely. So, obviously a premise to say that he'll probably be back in some way, shape or form. Now, when does this come out? Who else is in it? And where will we find it, please?
It's on Amazon Prime, but they haven't given people a release date. It could be tomorrow. It could be July 2023. But it stars Patrick Stewart, Santiago Caballero, and Issa Briones.
Whoever they are. I wonder if we will see any of the original crew as well.
Ooh, like who?
I've no idea. I never watched it.
me neither.
That Delta, I think he's called, or like that. The robot.
Oh yeah, there's a robot.
Is that right? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's the blind guy as well. There was the blind guy with the visor.
I've seen one episode RS. Because RS, in the lower level years of school, is just watching an episode of a television show.
How is religious studies, how is Star Trek relevant to religious studies?
It was an episode about
I suppose people are quite religious about Star Trek, aren't they?
Yeah.
Fans are ultra fans, aren't they? It is complete fandom. It is a kind of religion, I suppose, isn't it, really? Discussed. So there you go, Star Trek Picard. The new teaser trailer is there for you to watch. But as they say, coming soon, whatever that is. Last trailer, please, son.
This is interesting. It's a Netflix teaser for a brand new show based on a beloved 80s film.
Jim Henson.
It's puppets. It's
The Dark
it's very
Crystal.
Good looking. So this is The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. That sounds like a Star Wars.
Does a bit, doesn't it? Anyway, what I really, 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 really like about this is, yes, they've enhanced with a little bit of CGI, but ultimately they're still using puppets, which is brilliant. And we've got quite a few. We've got the Gelflings and the Skeksis. We've got lots of the original characters, types of characters at least. And we see the Dark Crystal itself. And then you hear a very familiar whiny cackle at the end as well from lead Skeksis from the film. Yes.
So this is a prequel, I believe, rather than a sequel. So that means it's set beforehand. It's a treacle, as you would say.
Yeah, well, it's not because there's only, we don't know, there might be three episodes, might be more.
Ten,
brilliant. Well, I'll be watching this. This looks great. It looks absolutely fabulous. And if you're going to, and one assumes it is for families, because it looks, that's what the original was for. So it should be a PG, I imagine.
Yeah, but the crow people, the Skeksis, are still
quite scary, aren't they?
Horrific.
Yeah. Which you do need in children's stories. There's always something dark and sinister in children's stories. Of course there is. We should terrify children.
There's always something to traumatise a
Absolutely.
Child.
Absolutely.
Every generation has that one thing that everyone's scared of.
Yeah, so this is out when?
August the 30th.
Ooh, not long to wait then.
Yeah, but for Netflix, releasing a trailer 2 months in advance, it's not a very Netflix thing to do, is it?
Isn't it? They usually release them quite
Sorry,
soon
3
before.
Months in advance.
All right, okay.
Yeah, they usually do it. Well, the Jessica Jones before. Season 3 is coming out in 2 weeks and there's still no trailer.
All right.
So they usually wait until right
I think
before.
They've spent a lot of money on this, though, haven't they? And they obviously have high hopes for it as well.
Definitely.
And it looks good. I am impressed. I'm going to stick my thumb up. Who's in it?
Who's in it? Well, there was a massive cast on IMDb.
Right.
And they were all in a random order. So I just had to pick three names that were probably the three main characters.
Mm-hmm.
So Hannah John-Kamen.
Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Ah, yes.
Anya Taylor-Joy. But there's lots of big names in it.
Mm.
Taron Egerton was in it.
All right.
Jason Isaacs is in it.
Oh.
That's all I remember. There were more people.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah. Well, definitely sticking my thumb up anyway.
Yeah, go on. I'll do the same.
Okay, well, let's do your recap now then.
Yes. Rambo Last Blood. That was two thumbs in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The Kitchen, that was a thumb in the middle from me and a thumb up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Final Space was thumb in the middle from me and a thumb down from you.
Yeah.
Star Trek Picard with two thumbs in the middle.
Yeah.
And Dark Crystal, The Age of Resistance was two thumbs up.
There's only one winner for this week for me, and that is Dark Crystal.
Yep. I have to agree with you. It's definitely the best looking. And it's all good in the hood.
So our trailer of the week is The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, out on 30th of August. That has been Trailers. We are the Papa Big Show here on Ersatz Radio. Eat me, drink me, love me, kill me. That was probably self with Eat Me, Drink Me, Love Me, Kill Me, as I said earlier.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Let's see what we've been doing for the past 7 days.
What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What you've been reading? What you've been watching? What you've been watching? What you've been reading? What you've been watching?
Yes, of course. It's a very special episode of What You've Been Watching and What You've Been Reading, where we look at what you've been watching and what you've been reading. And the reason why it's so special, because what you've been watching and what you've been reading this week is different from what you've been watching and what you've been reading in the past weeks, because what you've been watching is a lot of stuff, but what you've been reading is not so much.
Yeah, well, I have been reading, but we're not going to talk about that this week.
No, we're not.
I'm going to save it for next week.
We haven't the time.
No, because we have been on a binge.
Yes.
We have been on a film binge this week, because you've been off, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had half term.
Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple of days off.
Yes, so we have watched a film every single night.
We have indeed.
Yeah.
Is that 7 films then?
8.
Oh, well, crikey. So we started with what?
We started with, this was on Friday, the very first day of, well, it was the final day. It was our Last Supper.
Last time we watched, though, was it?
We watched Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
That's right. 80s classic with from John Hughes with John Candy and Steve Martin. And I thought, I mean, obviously I hadn't seen this for about 30 years. And I thought, yeah, that'll be funny. Yeah, they're like The Burbs and other 80s classic comedies. So I'll stick this on.
I didn't like The Burbs.
Did you not?
It's okay.
Oh, my word.
What I did like was The Money Pit, though.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that was the one you liked. Okay. So, well, you like Home Alone.
Yeah.
Which is John Hughes. But then again,
Weird Science. That was a real stinker.
Yeah, you didn't like that, did you? What do you think of this one, then?
I thought it was, it had a decent story. The ending was great. No spoilers. But
you watched it. You didn't think it was that funny, but you thought it was okay to watch because it had a comedy. Well, not a comedy. It had a storyline to it, didn't it? And it had two good characters.
It was.
So.
I didn't laugh once.
No, me and Lou, son number two, did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Especially at the bit with the car where he turns into a devil, which is just so stupid. It's brilliant.
Okay.
I'm laughing now. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
All right, so that was Planes, Trains and Automobiles. That was the first thing we watched. Then we changed tack.
So this is on Saturday, the very first full day of our summer holiday. We changed it up.
That's right. So after a comedy, we then thought, well, let's have a bit of crime drama.
Let's do a bit of crime. We watched Insomnia.
From 2002, directed by...
Christopher Nolan.
Starring...
Al Pacino, Robin Williams and Hilary Swank.
That's right.
So this is about two Los Angeles homicide detectives who are dispatched to a northern town where the sun doesn't set to investigate the methodical murder of a local teen.
That's right. So they're way up in Alaska territory. And he just doesn't set, hence the names, he can't sleep.
No.
And there's all kinds of shenanigans, there's murders, and there's investigation from internal affairs. Mm. And is a good cop, is he a bad cop, Mr. Al Pacino?
Ooh.
Ooh, we don't know. What do you think of this one? I like this film very much.
I liked it. This was the first time I'd seen this. It was one of the only Christopher Nolan films I hadn't seen. I still need to watch Following.
Mm.
It was good. I enjoyed it a lot. But it didn't have that twisty edge I would expect from a Christopher Nolan film.
Mm. I quite like the fact that it is actually quite
straightforward.
Yeah. I mean, it's not overly clever like a lot of his films are. That sounds like a criticism. It's not, because I absolutely think Christopher Nolan films are fantastic. Mm. But because the rest of his oeuvre is so fantastic, it doesn't seem as good. But that doesn't mean it isn't a good film, because it is a good film.
Yeah, it's definitely still enjoyable. There's some good performances in there by both Al Pacino and Robin Williams.
Mm.
Both very...
Yeah, it's a brilliant bit of casting to cast Robin Williams as the bad guy. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, never
doesn't
mind.
Mean he killed her, but...
No, he's
the bad guy.
He is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
I think we probably
well.
Give that away.
Yeah. Sorry. It came out a long time ago. You should have watched it by now.
Yeah. Then, what did we watch?
Day three. Very fitting.
Day three.
Because it's three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Now, I bought this a while ago on the old DVD, and we just hadn't got around to watching it. And I'd heard so many good things about this film. It stars...
Won Oscars, didn't it?
It did indeed, but that's never an indication of whether a film's good or not. It's directed by Martin McDonagh, who I've seen two of his previous films, Seven Psychopaths, which was before this, which wasn't that great, and The Absolutely Amazing, which I love, in Bruges. So it was going to be either great or not so great, and I didn't know, but there you go. It stars the brilliant Frances McDormand, and Woody Harrelson, and Sam Rockwell.
Hashtag Sam Rockwell rocks.
That's right. All three of them are absolutely brilliant. And this is, in my opinion, one of the best films I have seen for a long time. Absolute brilliant piece of drama. Mm. Incredibly well written, incredibly well acted, and a great little story. Mm. What did you think?
I enjoyed it a lot as well.
In fact, all four of us, didn't it? Because all four of us watched it. Some two. So that's quite something, isn't it, to hit that mark? Where you got a 14-year-old boy, a 16-year-old boy. He's not 14 yet.
Old people.
He's still only 13. Why did I say that?
Lonely.
13-year-old boy, a 16-year-old boy, and your mum and dad. And we all loved it. We all thought it was amazing.
Very enjoyable.
It was.
It was funny as well, and it was...
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't expect anything else from Martin McDonagh, because he does incredible drama, but it's also got really funny bits in it as well.
And it knew when to be funny and when to be completely
dramatic.
Serious.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was completely serious.
He does, and he gets that balance absolutely spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he does in two of his three films. The other one's not that good. Seven Psychopaths.
Day four.
Donnie Darko.
Ooh, another 2001 film.
So, I thought I'd give this one a go. So, it's obviously me who is imposing all these films on you, because...
You have a list.
I decided to make a list for the children to educate them in the way of films, but not just like say, okay, you now have to watch Battleship Potemkin, and now you have to watch Citizen Kane in that way, now Seven Samurai. No, I'm not going to do that to them just yet. But I thought, what can I get away with? What will they possibly like? Now, I've got I've got a fairly decent strike rate, probably about 75%.
Well, it used to be it used to be about 0%, because the first few times you forced films on us, it was Buckaroo Banzai.
I totally misjudged what you might like, and misremembered things as well. But I
weird
thought,
science.
Oh yeah. But Donnie Darko, what did you think of this then?
I thought it was very, very good. Mm. Yeah, it's a very. It wasn't as horror as I was expecting it to be. I know Sun Tzu really wanted to watch it because he has a thing for horror at the moment.
Mm.
So I thought, oh, it might be scary.
But it's
it
not,
wasn't
is it?
Scary.
It's not. It's
not that not. I would have been scared if it was scary, but it's just I'm not a big fan of that sort of genre.
No, so it's breakthrough role for the Gyllenhaals, both Jake and elder sister Maggie, or as Mama Big said, is it Maggie or Maggie? See what she did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Anyway.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did, yeah. So why Jake Gyllenhaal?
So this is about a troubled teenager who's plagued by visions of a man in a large rabbit suit who manipulates him to commit a series of crimes after he narrowly escapes a bizarre accident.
Okay, so it's got time travel, it's got mental health issues, it's got all sorts of things.
Hypnosis.
In it. But it's got comedy in there as well, which I like. Again, yeah, there's some nice lighter moments. Nice. I don't believe you're committed to Sparkle Motion. Stuff like that, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a brilliant bit of casting, similar to the excellent type, against type casting of Robin Williams in Insomnia. We also have Patrick Swayze, 80s icon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah, in this as well. Because this is set in the 80s, as, even though it's... made in 2001, it's set in the 80s as well. So great soundtrack as well, with Echo and the Bunny Men and In Excess and other things.
Sun 2 was like, it's probably one of my favourite films.
Yeah,
and this song is probably one of my favourite songs.
Joy Division as well. Super, super, super. So that was Donnie Darko. And then what did we watch? Day 4.
Oh, Day 5.
Yeah, it's day 5
also
already.
From 2001. We're on a big
2001 was
streak.
A good year.
Yeah, this was Ocean's 11.
Ah, yeah.
Which
so
is succeeded by on the next day, Ocean's 12, and the day after that,
Ocean's
13.
Yeah, so I bought a box set of the trilogy. Now, me and Mama Biggs thought we'd seen all three, and kind of knew that they were all very similar, and kind of thought, yeah, we've seen these. And then we watched the first one. And, yeah, remember that well. Okay, and then we watched the second one, and both of us sat there and afterwards went, I haven't seen that before. We'd never seen Ocean's 12. Yet we had seen Ocean's 13. So I don't know what happened there.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, because we saw Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13 at the cinema. So I don't know what happened to Ocean's 12. We must have been busy that day. There you go. That year, 2004. What was 2007 was Ocean 13? Oh, right, okay, so every three years.
Ocean 12 came out on the 4th of February 2005 in the UK.
All right, whatever.
Maybe Mama Biggs was too busy being pregnant.
Maybe with Sun 2.
Maybe.
Absolutely. Anyway, Ocean's 11.
This came out on the February 15th, 2002. Mm. So you would have been too busy getting married, wouldn't you?
We came back. I did say this to your mum. I said, we watched this probably one or two days after we got back from getting married in Vegas.
Crazy.
And we were like, hey, we've been there. Oh, I've been there. Remember that? Look at that.
You would
have
been really annoying, sat there in the cinema.
Absolutely.
Every 5 seconds, oh, we've been there.
Yeah, so I think we got a lot more enjoyment out of watching it the first time around, even though it is good. Although we did remember it being a lot more faster paced. I think that's just because films used to be slower. 15, 16 years. So we have a huge cast directed by...
Right, you ready?
Oh, God, I can't do the 11. All right, George Clooney, Brad Pitt and Matt Damon. They're your big three. Then you've got Don Cheadle. Then you've got Carl Reiner. Then you've got the two brothers played by one of them famous brothers from an acting family. What's
Casey
he called?
Affleck.
Casey Affleck, that's it. And his brother, I don't know the actor's name for him.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know him. And then you have Julia Roberts.
She's not one of the 11.
Oh, Andy Garcia?
Not one of the 11.
Oh, man. I can't remember the other.
I don't remember the. I don't know the actor's names.
All right.
There's Ruben and Saul.
Oh, Elliot Gould. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's a very famous 70s actor.
He's a little Asian guy.
Oh, yeah.
And we're forgetting one person. Who's it? Who is it?
The nerdy fellow who sweats a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. Livingston.
Livingston, that's it. Anyway, these are essentially heist movies. And, of course, The Ocean's 11 was a remake of the Frank Sinatra vanity project with him and his mates back in the 60s.
So, I enjoyed Ocean 11. Ocean's 12, the first half wasn't great, but I thought I liked the second half.
And it did pick up, didn't it?
Yeah. It had a very slow, very, very slow start.
Yeah. But Ocean's 13 was great.
I thought that was my favourite of the three, I'd say.
All right, I'll still prefer the first, but this was a lot funnier. So it was a good comedy, and what I do like about Ocean 13, it didn't like Ocean's 12 did. Ocean's 12 just pretty much replicated the first plot, whereas this one does something very different. It doesn't do a heist movie, it does a revenge tale, isn't it? And they go out to do something very different, which is a lot better, which was good, which made it far more interesting.
Are we going to watch Ocean's 8?
I've never seen it, so I've no idea what it's like.
But it's
a very good cast in that, isn't there? And it is Steven Soderbergh again, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. I do. I'm not 100% sure.
No,
it's not. Is he a producer on it? Because I'm pretty sure it's his thing. So maybe. Anyway, anyhow. So that's what we watched all this week. But you watched, so all four of us watched all those.
Yeah, those seven.
Yeah, but mum and dad wanted to catch up on Springwatch last night, so you watched one on your own instead.
Yeah,
didn't
I was
you?
Like, I can't break my streak just because these two old people want to watch their animal show.
That's right.
They want to watch their squirrels and their sparrows and their elks. I don't know.
Yeah, we have elks in our back garden. Go on.
Vole. So I just.
What did you watch?
I just watched Thor Ragnarok. Because I watched something that, I don't know.
You wanted to watch?
Yeah, I felt like it. I broke my streak of watching films I hadn't seen before, but I still watched a film.
Ah.
I don't care. And it's very good. It's probably top five Marvel movies.
Okay. Do you know, have you seen the announcement that Taika Waititi is doing an Akira movie?
Oh, is he?
Do you not know that?
I do.
You do know it.
But I'm just making myself sound more excited for the radio.
I thought I was actually going to tell you something then that you didn't actually know. Yeah, so it has been announced that he will be making a live action Akira movie,
I'm not
which will
really
be released in 2021.
Character.
Akira! I know it, because it was the very first manga we saw on our shores ever. Oh. Ever.
Isn't manga the comics?
It's whatever. Anime.
Yeah.
Pedant.
Yeah, okay. And he's also doing Jojo Rabbit, where he plays Hitler.
Yeah, not so sure about that one.
Why not?
Just not so sure about that.
What did he say? He had a quote. He's like, "Oh, I didn't need to research anything to play Hitler. I just was a beeping."
Yeah.
He said some bad words.
Yes, he says some sweary words.
Yeah.
So that is what we have been watching all this week.
Music time.
That was Grinderman with I Don't Need You to Set Me Free.
But what we do need is a bit of film news.
Film news. Film news. Film news. Film news. Marvel, DC and Star Wars. Blade Runner, E.T. and Jaws. Jurassic Park with dinosaurs. My faith film is Ghost, What's Yours? Star Trek, Air Bud, Avatar. Pixar films including Cars. Indie films from Zanzibar. The theme song's over, au revoir.
Ooh, it's film news. The part of the show where we look at five pieces of film news and we tell you whether we think they're good, bad or somewhere in the middle. So basically,
don't do that at all. Why are you saying that?
It rolls off the tongue.
No, we're just going to talk about some things that are out in the news. So we have something to do with film, that's all.
We missed a trailer, didn't we? We missed the trailer for Onward.
That's right, the new Pixar film.
Trailer number 6, please.
Okay, so you've got unicorns eating rubbish. You have got orcs, not orcs, elves jumping into a van. What's going on?
The elves. The elves are played by Chris Pratt and Tom Holland. Did you realise that?
Star-Lord and Spider-Man.
Yeah. They've been in other things, you know, Dad. You can't call them by their Marvel roles.
So why are Pixar creating Bright? Because that's what this is, isn't it? That terrible Will Smith Netflix film where you've got the fantasy world created by Tolkien of dragons and elves and dwarves and all that kind of stuff in a modern day world. Isn't that what that is? But done for laughs?
Come on, it's Pixar. It's got to be good, right? It's an original film. When was the last time they did it? Oh, there's Coco.
Yeah, which was amazing.
Yeah, but when was the last time before that?
I know, but this doesn't look very good. I don't like the look of this at all.
I like the look of it. Mm. Is it visually?
But I'm assuming it's supposed to be funny because you've got unicorns eating out of bins, which is supposed to be funny.
Why are you being negative, Dad? Come on. Stop being such a negative Nancy.
I don't know. Anyway.
Literally 1 minute long.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's going to be coming out soon anyway. So what was the
soon?
News?
Isn't it like 2 years away?
Yeah. June the 24th.
6th of March.
6th of March. It's like just under a year. That's ridiculous. Anyway, the big news in the world of comics and film is what?
Robert Pattinson, big old Twilight man.
That's right.
He's officially Batman. It's official this time. He's definitely the next Batman.
Yeah, they obviously kind of pre-released it, didn't they? They leaked it out to see what kind of reaction it would get, I think. And then it wasn't too horrendous because everybody's going, nah. I don't think they got too much of a backlash because they probably thought, no, that can't be true. That's just a load of nonsense. And it is true.
Honestly, I don't really care anymore. Because
when was the last good Batman film? Exactly.
Dark Knight Rises.
No, that wasn't even good.
It was good.
It wasn't great. Dark Knight. That's the only decent Batman film there is.
Batman Begins.
The first two Tim Burton ones are good as well. Anyway, Robert Pattinson is going to be your new Batman. Is he better than Batfleck? Probably. Is he better than Clooney? Probably. Is he better than Val Kilmer? Probably. Is he better than Adam West? No way. Okay. What other film news have you got, Cocker?
This isn't really film news, it's more theme park news.
Yeah, but it's still based around a film.
Yeah,
or
because
films.
Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know Disney?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Ever heard of Disney?
Yeah.
So there's a big old, giant, massive Star Wars place. A big old Star Wars attraction. A big old land. A big old place
and
in Disney World.
Galaxy's Edge.
Ooh, exciting.
Now, they've released some footage, haven't they? Because it's been finished now.
It's been opened.
And they've released footage of what it looks like. And it looks impressive.
It does. They've got a giant bloody Millennium Falcon life size.
That's right.
Got a bazaar where you can buy stuff. They got lightsaber making for £200.
Wow. They got any rides?
Yeah, they've got a Millennium Falcon ride where you're in the cockpit like Star Tours.
All right, that sounds cool. I'd like to go.
You can make your own droid as well.
What, and take it home?
Yeah, and it's like a remote. You can make your own remote controlled droid.
Wow. Coolio.
Probably about £200 though as well, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Money.
And they're also making money by doing tie-ins, like they're doing comic tie-ins and book tie-ins to Galaxy's Edge.
It's going to be absolutely rammed though, isn't it? I just saw there was some footage there, wasn't there? Just scroll down of opening days and look, it's like you can't even walk.
Packed.
The state of it. I think we'll leave it a couple of years before you go, all right? You can save up.
Where is this? Is this in the American one?
It'll be Florida. It's the biggest one, isn't it, in Disney World? Mm. Okay, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to finish it there. That is all we've got time for on the Papa Big Show this week. And join us again next week. Or listen to us every single day of the week here.
Yeah, listen.
First Touch Radio, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m.
You can. And make sure you definitely listen to old podcasts that have been put up on Apple Podcasts Google Podcasts.
All right, well, say goodbye, someone.
Cheerio.
And we'll leave you with a brand new love affair. by the Mute Drivers. Bye bye.
Tschüss.